Eddie.
Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with you.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls at Noral for being our title sponsor. We do appreciate the ongoing support, so thank you very much. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than I, so please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about.
Well, yes. Hi, I'm Alana Serpina. I'm actually a new resident of Fort McMurray, and I came from Ontario to start a position at the Northern Lights Regional Health Center as a manager of Allied Health Services, so the therapy services that are here. And I was kind of called to come to Northern Alberta because I am a bit of a journeyer. So basically, land in a town and I do a job and I feel like, okay, I think I'm done. I'm ready for something new. Okay. And that happened to me just around the time that the pandemic had started. And I was looking for a new challenge, a new opportunity, and a new adventure. So here I am, and I had the fortune of meeting you, and I'm here to talk a little bit about my adventure, my journey, and I guess whatever else comes.
Yeah, right? Very cool. Okay, so I guess let's just start here. So you moved up during the pandemic.
Absolutely. I moved up in November 2020.
Okay.
So yes, I came in the midst of winter.
That's right.
In a pandemic. Yeah. And I really didn't know anybody. So no. I came on my own, right, with a suitcase in hand, ready for whatever I met here.
And where were you prior to getting here?
I was in Markham, Ontario, so just outside of Toronto.
Okay.
And so I was managing an allied health team there that was in the community and, sort of saw them through to the point where they were managing really well.
Right.
And my kids had grown and I thought, I've always wanted to go north, but not north.
Came to the wrong place because this is north.
Well, I learned some things.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. So when I stepped on the plane, it was 19 degrees Celsius in Toronto.
Right.
And it was minus 19 when I stepped off. So I was like, whoa. What did I get into?
Yeah, no doubt. So when you came up here, you had already attained your position, I'm assuming.
Did.
So you knew you had a job.
I knew I had a job.
Did you know you had a place? Where were you staying?
I was really fortunate that I was assisted in finding a place.
Okay.
So I knew that I had a place to stay.
Okay.
I knew it, but hadn't seen it. I just picked up the rental car and off I went to kind of see where everything was. And, I was really, really pleased. The first day, you're a little shocked by things. I had arrived, but in terms of like the friendliness of people, just being greeted and appreciated for starting something new, because one of the things that I've learned is that seems to be the spirit of people in Fort McMurray is that, there is that many people are new. Mm-hmm. And so people remember and appreciate that. So there's such a warm welcome.
That's right.
And so that was kind of how I met the city. And I thought, this feels good.
That's awesome.
And I'm so glad I'm here. So let's see what happens from here, right?
Now with your organization, what are the services that you're offering?
So within our program, within Northern Lights, I have occupational therapy, physiotherapy, speech language pathology. I have social work, recreation therapy, therapy assistance, early childhood intervention program, and we also are in charge of volunteer services within Allied Health. So we serve both in-hospital and community-based patients and residents at Willow Square, the new continuing care facility.
Gorgeous.
So it's a big portfolio.
Yeah, no doubt.
But what I really was excited about is that it's an opportunity for me to create a legacy. This week is my 30th year as an occupational therapist.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. And so what I really wanted to do was to be able to bring something about my passion. There hasn't been a day that I've regretted the career that I chose and the path that I chose. And so I really wanted to bring that someplace. I want to share that with people and really help allied health professionals and their support staff to really be able to provide some leadership in healthcare and really connect with the communities that they work within. Because health is more than just physical health. Health is such a big issue in terms of physical, mental health, cognitive health, even how we interact with our communities.
That's right.
And so when you take an approach that you live and love where you're at, and you live and love where you work, you can't but help people experience better health and engagement in their communities.
Right.
So that's part of what drew me here, and that's part of what I would like to leave as a legacy as I kind of transition into the next phases of my life.
That's cool. Now, at the top of the show, you said you're a wanderer a little bit. You go from place to place. Where have you wandered in your years of travel?
It's very interesting. So my sister calls me the littlest hobo. I know that kind of that kind of ages me a little bit, but that's kind of, she said, this is, you are the human version of the littlest hobo.
Is a classic.
Get that straight.
Yeah.
I won't sing the theme song. Nobody's ready for that. But so I started my, I attended school in Toronto. I worked in Ottawa. And then from Ottawa, I was working with children. And there was an opportunity for something that was called traveling therapy. Okay. So I got on the call with a travel company, and I was hired to go to California to be an occupational therapist.
Cool.
So I accepted the job, and again, as a bit of an adventure, I basically spoke to them on the phone. I arrived in LAX, and there was a person with my name on a sign. I thought, I made the big time, right? I stayed in California for a couple of years, and I really enjoyed that. So I worked in Fresno, and then I worked up north, is sort of in the wine region, just outside of San Francisco.
Okay.
And I really, really enjoyed that. Mm. And then I went for some training, and I was flying out of LAX. And this guy comes running up to me, and he says, "Hey, can you watch my luggage?" Don't ever do that now. But at that time, it was okay. And so I said, sure. He goes, "Oh, you know, my kid's going to be really upset if I don't pick something up." So that's fine. So we were talking. He said, "What do you do?" I said, "I'm an occupational therapist." He says, "I am too." Now, he looked like Larry Hagar from Van Halen, if anybody remembers. So I was like, okay. But anyhow, he said, "I'm looking for an OT. Are you interested in a job?" And I said, "You know, I am. My contract here is coming up." He says, "How about we change seats?" So I was interviewed on the plane. He did like his due diligence. And then I was accepted for a position just outside of Boston for a period of time.
Cool.
Working in pain management. So that was kind of cool and really serendipitous. Like, who does that happen to, right?
Elliot Pierre.
That happens to Elliot Pierre all the time, every day.
Yeah. I'm liking your story. I have a lot of mirrored stories to go along with this.
Great,
this is really
neat.
But you went from the west to the east coast, so
again,
very cool.
Again,
didn't
really know where it was going. But every time I take a journey, my life improves considerably.
I've
learned new things, I've met new people.
Right.
I hung out with a contingent of Australian therapists that we followed each other around the U.S.
Okay.
So that was cool. And then I married a Canadian and came back to Canada, just outside of Ottawa, and had three children, had great careers in OT, as a manager of a home health service, all these things. And then I decided, my kids are grown now, what's next? This is kind of what brought me on this next adventure, because it's an opportunity to kind of, you know, redefine I am and really serve a broader mission.
Right.
And with the pandemic as well, I started working sort of with other organizations and other sort of philanthropies around helping global therapists grow and establish different economies. So I work with therapists in Uganda, and I have some therapists in the Philippines that I work with and mentor as well. So
very cool.
Yeah, I'm a I I think I just need a lot of stimulation. So that's right. kind of how I live my life. So.
Very neat. Awesome. Well, listen, I got a lot more questions than my head to ask you, but Tanner hit me with the signal that he's ready with his segment called the Max City Morning Show, okay. or the Max City Minute, sorry.
That's the show you're on.
That's the show, yeah. But before we get there, we got a title sponsor for this. It's McMurray Denture Center. So if you're out there, you're looking to help with some pearly whites, they are the company to call. So big shout out to McMurray Denture Center. Tanner, you can hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. What was your favorite Fort Mac business to frequent when you first got here?
That's a big one, because when I first got here, it was kind of closed down, right?
Right.
So I checked out the mall. I love bookstores. I spent some time, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's a chocolate shop in Timberley, and it's a gift
Chocolates
shop.
Chocolates and Candlelight?
That is it. I loved that store, and actually it helped me feel not lonely, because I could walk there from where I was because my car wasn't here yet.
Right.
And so I would go in there and I would just be greeted by such friendly people.
They have the most wonderful staff there.
They yeah. really do.
Big shout out to June Heskett.
Yeah.
And I bought some lovely gifts for my family that I sent home. I really find, and I'm on the quest, so I'm open to any recommendations of sort of quaint little shops, really friendly places, because, those conversations, that part of the community is so important. It supports you. It welcomes you. And I learned little bits about the community just by going in there, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
if I didn't know, they would tell me that, it was just really wonderful. And to support local business, especially during the pandemic, it was
right.
really important,
right? Me and Tanner will hit you up with some spots,
I'd love that.
We got a lot of places for you.
Yeah, we got some favorites. Yeah. Question number two. What is your favorite thing you've experienced from helping so many people in so many different ways?
That's a good question. I think what I really, really appreciate is when you can actually look at somebody and you know that just that interaction has made them think a little differently about how they're going to live their life, even though there are challenges, mm-hmm. that they actually can continue to live their lives in a way that's meaningful, and that you've opened that sort of, you turned on the switch for that. Because mm-hmm. I've worked with people across the lifespans where it's really, really challenging. I've worked in palliative care, and I can remember one person that I worked with that we kind of mapped their life out and what their legacy was. And when it came to the end of their life, they had something that they could peacefully hand over to their family members. And that was really meaningful and touching. Mm-hmm. And it really impacted how I choose to live my life and why I want to create a legacy of, warmth and kindness and opportunity.
Right.
People.
Beautiful.
Question number three. What is one moment you've had in Fort McMurray where you're most proud of yourself?
Wow, you're asking some really good questions.
Thank you.
I think what I'm most proud of is that wherever I show up, I'm showing up as me. I'm authentic. I am. What you see is what you get. My quirky sense of humor. But I would say that I am really proud of the team that I work with, and every day I'm proud of showing up and working with them, because they're exemplary people. They are good, community members, and just knowing that I can make their day brighter makes me happy every day.
Nice.
Question number four. If you could live in any TV show or movie universe, what would that be?
Besides The Littlest Hobo?
Whatever you like.
I actually love superhero stories, and I always threaten my boys when we go to Comic-Con that I would show up as Wonder Woman. So, I would want to be a superhero. I'd want to be like maybe the old version of Wonder Woman, I guess.
Okay.
And your final question, what is one place that you've not been to that you dream of the most?
I have always wanted to go to Hawaii. Yeah. So that is one place I've thought about since I was a little girl, and it is on the agenda.
It will live up to your dreams.
Will it?
Yes.
Awesome. And I having grown up on the East Coast, Hawaii just seems really far away. So now that I'm here, I think it's just a little bit more within the, you know, the thought process and maybe the reality. So
there you go.
And those have been your five questions.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
So both myself and Tanner, when you said Comic-Con, both looked at each other like, what? Like, we weren't expecting that. You've been to Comic-Con? Well, obviously, you have been. How many times have you been? Why did you go? How did this all come together?
Okay, so I raised three boys on my own.
Okay.
And my eldest son was a major Comic-Con fan. Loved Star Trek. Loved Star Wars. Loved, you know, Doctor Who. So okay. I really engaged myself in the things that they loved. So
right.
I would go with my son, and we'd make a weekend of it, and we would go, and we met Captain Kirk in person.
Oh, cool.
We met the fellow that plays Q, and he was like, he brought the brony phase into My Little Pony.
Yeah.
You know, Gillian Anderson, I met her and spoke with her.
Yeah,
really
smiles,
just a
okay.
really cool yeah. environment. And yeah, so, yeah. And I just really loved that expression and that ability to really kind of get into a character, to be able to sort of create that new kind of universe for yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, was so freeing. And to watch my son be so excited and help develop himself through that, I thought it was so important. And I enjoyed every bit of it.
Yeah.
You know, it has more to offer than just what you see on,
right, of course,
the show. And learning how to tell a story, learning how to write a story, learning how to be a character.
Yeah.
That, you know, those are important things. And, so that's a part of my experience with my kids that I really, really appreciate.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, you've traveled a lot of places for work. Do you do a lot of traveling recreationally?
I hadn't while I was raising the boys. I've been to Jamaica. I've, you know, crossed, you know, the U.S. You know, Ontario was my home province, so I know that inside and out.
Right.
Lived in Quebec. I lived in Quebec City for a little bit just to immerse myself in the language and those things. But that's part of my goal is to, where do I travel to next?
Go to Hawaii.
Definitely, that's really high on my list.
Yeah, I've been blessed to do a decent amount of traveling in my life. And a lot of it, based on where my parents are from, was in the Caribbean islands too. So, like, I've gone to a lot of islands. Yeah. Hawaii is on another level. And I don't, like, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. You can't overhype how
beautiful
Hawaii is.
It's literally paradise.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Like, it is the nicest place I have ever been to.
Yep.
As weather goes, as people go, as relaxation goes, it's perfect.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Put it high up on your list.
Well, I think it is the next, like, it is the number one place that I want to go to next. And part of that, too, is just to kind of experience that, you know, that whole culture and just even sort of the energy. My eldest son is a chef, and also that whole cuisine, because it is very unique cuisine
and delicious.
Kind of, yeah, so I think that's kind of.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna love it. Like that. I don't know anybody who's ever gone to Hawaii who hasn't come back and be like, "Yep, that was the best trip ever." So, now you said you like to read books.
I do.
So you went to Cole's Bookstore here in Fort McMurray,
and
Peter Pan.
You know, I am. I guess I'm a consummate learner.
Yeah.
So I am relearning how to read fiction. I've really been someone who has been like reading about self-help, reading about personal development, reading about all those sorts of things. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also like that nonfiction side of things. So now I'm really looking at, okay, what can I be reading that would be interesting for me? And I like sort of the historical perspectives, and I'm looking for some new authors to tap into. So that's on my list of things to do, too.
Okay. I like it a lot. Well, listen, Tanner gave me the watch tap. That means we're at the end of the show, which is a sin.
Yes.
Not for you, Amik. We're going to keep talking. It's a bummer for everybody watching at home. But I want to thank you very much for coming. And please, 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 as many times as you want, feel free to come back.
Awesome.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, and lights. Have fun.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I think one of the things that I'd like to say is I am really, really dedicated to helping women in particular learn to understand clarity and gain confidence in their life and become leaders and entrepreneurs. So I'm actually working on a project right now with a friend of mine who is does a healing through baking program, and we're offering coffee, cookies, and confidence. We're a group on Facebook, and we have opportunities where we're really dealing with how can you bake a delicious life. So we're using baking to kind of bring us into the moment, and then other opportunities to talk about, you know, what are life's challenges? How can you move through that? How can you develop clarity about who you want to be and the life you want to live and create the courage and the confidence to do that?
Okay.
So in the fall, we're going to be doing a 60-day challenge for people. So you can look us up on Facebook and join us. So it's going to be a really cool opportunity.
Well, you have to come back. You have to come back and kick that off here.
I would love to.
Yeah, okay. We'll put it in the calendar. Cool. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our sponsors, Noral Toyota and McMurray Denture Center. We appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hey guys, Karam here with McMurray Denture Center. A lot of people are surprised to hear this, but I'm born and raised here. So is this company. We're local, just like you. Come on in, we'll help you out.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.